leadership to become successful. The principles of management, which had been taught for years, depended on stability and known factors. As expressed by Eric J. McNulty, Director of Research at the National Preparedness Leadership Initiative, management systems and processes tend to be linear. They assume that similar inputs will result in similar outputs. In many situations, this holds true. Leadership, however, requires a more nuanced view of the world because it involves people, what motivates them, what their interests are, and how engaged they become. Mechanical systems may be linear, but as soon as the human element becomes involved, the system becomes both complex and adaptive. Where management books took stability for granted, leadership provides principles that work in the face of the unknown. Back in the 80s, people were looking for leaders to guide them, and people running organizations recognized the need to become leaders themselves. As they began to apply leadership principles to their world, they thrived. That's why for the last 30 years, leadership has ruled the business world. Fast is faster. Forward is shorter. As fast as the pace was in the 1980s, when I look back, it seems slow by today's standards. Life moves much faster now. The rate at which we must deal with change and uncertainty can seem insane. For several years, one of my organizations, the John Maxwell Team, has asked me to do short videos they post daily called Minute with Maxwell. My team will set me up in front of a camera and then give me a word or a phrase asking me to react to it or teach on it for a minute or so. It's fun, and the video gets posted online as a kind of mentoring moment. Recently, for one of these sessions, the phrase they gave me was fast forward. What immediately came to my mind were the words faster and shorter. Here's what I mean. The future seems to be coming to us at a faster pace than ever before. It's not going to slow down. Would anybody seriously consider the idea that tomorrow will be a slower pace than today? Technology, social media, and the rate of change will never allow that to happen. To go forward, we need to move faster. And as leaders, we need to stay ahead. We need to see more than others, and we need to see before others. Because of the pace of change, we also need to be flexible. Do you remember the old Mother Goose rhyme, Jack be nimble? Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack jump over the candlestick? Well, the more nimble, adaptable, and flexible we are, the more quickly we can move and change. Traditionally, in athletic races, the first three finishers are recognized and all receive prizes. Today, outside of sports, it seems as though only winners get recognized and rewarded. As the saying goes, coming in second means you're the first loser. That's why speed and agility are so important. A few years ago, I saw an article in the New York Times on cheetahs, which can teach us a lot about the importance of agility when it comes to success. Anyone who has watched a cheetah run down an antelope knows that these cats are impressively fast. But it turns out that speed is not the secret to their prodigious hunting skills. A novel study of how cheetahs chase prey in the wild shows that it is their agility, their ability at leaping sideways, changing directions abruptly, and slowing down quickly that gives these antelopes such bad odds. The cheetah ran as fast as 58 miles an hour, and their average speed was 33 miles per hour. High-speed runs accounted for only a small portion of the total distance covered by the cheetahs each day, the researchers found. They also found that a cheetah can slow down by as much as 9 miles per hour in a single stride, a feat that proves more helpful in hunting than the ability to break highway speed records. A cheetah often decelerates before turning. The data showed that this enables it to make the right turns that give it an advantage over its fast and nimble prey. Forward is also shorter. As a young leader, I was taught that to be effective in leading my organization, I should create a long-range plan of 10 years, a medium-range plan of 5 years, and a short